to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Well, thank you, Arnie, and good afternoon, everybody.
And we have our medical expert with us today, Dr. Richard Podell.
And good afternoon.
And we also have a special guest. He's been with us a few times before. I think he was one of the first guests we ever had on the Wilner Window back about 14, 15 years ago. And none other than Carl Germano. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Carl.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Okay. You know, Carl's been in the industry for about 30 years, and he's written a few books, including Nature's Painkillers, The Osteoporosis Solution, and The Brain Wellness Plan. And now he just came out with a new book. Hey, Don, he just gave me a copy of his new book that he autographed, one for me, one for you, called The Misled Athlete. So congratulations, Carl, on your new book.
Thank you very much. This has been a long time coming. This particular area of nutritional support for athletes has been riddled with a lot of misinformation out there. And we're trying to get the message out there to treat the athlete as a patient, because the stress of exercise is really no different than the stress of disease. And So I lay out that as the premise, and then the nutritional support above and beyond stimulants and steroids and protein that's been shoved down athletes' throats today, there is a better way.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Okay,
I'm looking forward to seeing the book.
I beg your pardon?
I'm looking forward to getting my copy.
Yeah. I will bring it into the store tomorrow. Okay. Right now, by the way, one of the things Carl does is he guides product development for Blue Bonnet Nutrition. And it's under the auspices of Blue Bonnet that Carl is with us today. And we really wanted to discuss, as a start, some of the things which enhance, I guess, brain function, things which get you to maybe remember a little better, think a little quicker, go from remembering things that happened 40 years ago and not knowing what you had for lunch, stuff like that.
Forgetting your keys, wallet, and things that I go through every day.
So, one of the things that a lot of companies have done, and Blue Bonnet did it also very nicely. They came up with a product called Power Thought. And Power Thought has a bunch of nice ingredients, and we're going to go over them with Carl today. And I think one of the places, or the right place to start, I guess, is with some of the phosphatidyl complexes.
Right. Well, first of all, the brain, like the rest of the body, it really requires nutrients to operate at its maximum capacity. And so certainly the act of replenishing the brain naturally with compounds that can support its activity and function is on the minds of everyone. I mean, I don't think you can name one person out there you don't know that hasn't forgotten things on a regular day-to-day basis. And this is all related to a number of things, not only just aging, but also stress as it relates to inflammation in the brain. Because when you look at what stops the brain from doing what it does on an everyday basis, you have to look at a few things that go on that are key when it comes to nutritional support, and that is mitochondrial support. The part of the cell that produces energy, the mitochondria, needs to be supported. It needs to be protected. You have to look at inflammation and its role, why we look at studies that are being published on the use of NSAIDs in treating dementia. Inflammation can destroy cells, and brain cells are need to be protected as well. The oxidative stress that we're all exposed to on a day-to-day basis, also tied into stress. The proper use and metabolism of glucose. So there's a whole host of things we look at, but when we look structurally at the brain, we see that the brain has a large percentage of fat, fatty tissue. And out of that fatty tissue, we look at a couple of key components and nutrients that we can use to support that type of tissue, because that type of tissue, both structurally and functionally, is critical. Out of that group, I can fractionate it down to what you just mentioned, the phospholipids. And out of the phospholipids, there are two components, phosphatidylserine and phosphatidylcholine, that have been out there for a while that are key structural fat types of fats in the cell. So when you look at phosphatidylserine, it's a phospholipid, meaning that it has phosphorus, and it's got a fatty component, and phospholipids are molecules that contain also amino acids. Here, phosphatidylserine containing the amino acid serine, and they're found pretty much throughout every cell of the body. But actually, phosphatidylserine is universally present in a lot of things out there. We know that it has many functions in tissues and organs, but it's most important as a key building block for billions of the cells that make up of our brain. Now, it was isolated back in 1942, and we look at phosphatidylserine's role as a key structural fat in the brain, but it enables your brain cells to metabolize glucose, sugar, very well, and it helps to release and bind with neurotransmitters, the types of chemicals that are transferring information back and forth from one brain cell to the other, all of which are important to, obviously, learning, memory, and other cognitive functions. And so phosphatidylserine helps to increase this communication between cells in your brain and increasing the number of the receptor sites to receive that kind of information, most importantly. And finally, which ties into the other type of lipids we'll talk about, like DHA, one of the omega-3s, but it modulates what we call fluidity within the cells of the membranes. What does that mean? Well, as you age, the cells get very rigid, and when they get very rigid, the passage of information from one neuron brain cell to the other neuron gets hampered. And so you want this nice, flexible, fluid environment, of which phosphatidylserine and some of the other lipids contribute to. And so they are essential to keep your brain cells' ability to send and receive chemical communication going very well. Plenty of scientific studies out there demonstrate that phosphatidylserine restores brain supply and output of a key neurotransmitter called acetylcholine. And we know that the neurotransmitter acetylcholine is so important to memory. And so, in a sense, it can kind of turn back the clock of the aging brain, because that's what occurs as you age. You produce less acetylcholine. And again, we know that phosphatidylserine can increase the availability of choline, which is needed for the production of acetylcholine, that neurotransmitter for memory. So out of all the lipid materials, phosphatidylserine has been out there quite a bit. It has some very good data on its use in a variety of areas. Interestingly enough, some coming out above and beyond the brain, like in bone health. But without a doubt, it has good safety data. A current article that was just published in June of 2011 in British Neurology Journal on the safety of phosphatidylserine along with omega-3s in non-demented elderly patients. This was a double-blind placebo-controlled trial. And they were given 300 milligrams for 15 weeks or 100 milligrams for 30 weeks. And again, they looked at a variety of endpoints in terms of blood pressure, heart rate, and what have you. And it was deemed to be very, very safe, which ties into then its role in memory. And there are some interesting studies, both in animal as well as human, where they evaluated the efficacy of phosphatidylserine in improving memory abilities. And it had a very favorable effect. And this one was published in the Clinical Intervention Aging back in 2010, where phosphatidylserine, along with omega-3s, had favorable effects on memory in subjects with subjective memory complaints, as we had opened up the show with. You know, do you forget your keys every day? Do you lose your wallet? I mean, things of that nature. People who have these subjective complaints have responded very well to phosphatidylserine.
Okay, that's just one of the phosphatides present in PowerThought. I see the other one is phosphatidylcholine complex.
Yeah, and you know, phosphatidylcholine, also a phosphorus-containing compound, but here it's attached to choline. It's a naturally occurring phospholipid in the cell, but it makes up essential parts of the cell membrane also, so it's an integral component of every cell in the human body. Now, out of the thousands of molecules that make up living cells, phosphatidylcholine has been studied as one of the most fundamental and important and a vital component of brain cells. And phosphatidylcholine obviously acts as the main source of choline in the body, which is the precursor to build acetylcholine. Again, we're going back to acetylcholine, a major neurotransmitter involved in memory and learning. And obviously, choline is needed for the transport as well of fats in and out of cells. Together with nerve signaling in the brain cells, it makes for a very important complement to phosphatidylserine. Now, phosphatidylcholine is important for normal lung function. It's got importance in gastrointestinal health and as well as aging. But research extensively by scientists shows that it plays a vital role in many important areas, including maintaining cell structure, fat metabolism, memory, and nerve signaling, as well as a precursor to the neurotransmitters that we just discussed.
Okay. With that, we're going to pause for a short break. When we come back, we're going to find out exactly how and why the choline is responsible, or why is it so important? Why is that acetylcholine so important? Okay, but right now we're going to pause for some messages. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Special guest Carl Germano will all be back after these messages.
Are you concerned about cholesterol levels? Jarrow Formulas has a product, Choles Optimizer, designed to help that problem. Choles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract along with red yeast rice. How does it work? Artichoke extract inhibits the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And sesamin, a lignin from sesame seeds, has been shown to conserve the body's supply of gamma-tocopherol and gamma-tocotrienols, as well as activate fatty acid oxidizing enzymes for improved fat metabolism. Tocotrienols protect cardiovascular function by affecting biosynthesis of cholesterol and reducing oxidation of low-density lipoprotein. Finally, the formula is optimized with a special red yeast rice that is free of the undesirable fermentation byproduct citrulline. So, to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, try Choles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. All Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount price, of course. We have a number of Jarrow products as part of the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration that are on sale at one-half price. You can check our website, wilner.com, for the full details.
Now, you don't find too many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business that long means they must be doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this is our 100th anniversary. And what's the reason for our success? Well, all I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and professional guidance how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do all this while offering some of the best discounts you'll find. And to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes and setting up special seminars and health fairs. And in addition to our usual sales, we'll have additional special anniversary sale discount deals throughout the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products at from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website, www.wilner.com, for both the regular as well as the special anniversary sale discounts. And if there was ever a time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, this is it. You'll want to be kept informed on everything we have going on this year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it on our website, wilner.com, by phone at 1-800-633-1106, or in the stores.
And speaking of in the store, we'd love to have you come visit us in person. We have two stores in Manhattan, one in Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, that's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. We have a store downtown as well. It's located at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
Wilner, chemists and nutritional supplement professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired, feeling the effects of stress, mental burnout, fatigue, poor immune function? If so, you're likely to benefit from adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic herbs include Chinese and American ginseng and Eleutherococcus or Siberian ginseng. The Wilner Chemist Liquid Herbal Supplement Ginseng Energy Blend contains all these forms of ginseng, along with licorice, ginkgo biloba, faux tea, ginger, and codenopsis. This blend is designed to enhance emotional, physical, and mental energy. Wilner's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend comes in a regular tincture and also as an alcohol-free version. These adaptogenic herbs have a long history of enhancing stamina, boosting energy, and helping the body cope with stress. Wilner Chemist's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend. No caffeine, no sugar.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Carl Germano. And we're talking about brain nutrients. And before the break, I posed a question. I said, why is acetylcholine so important?
Yeah. Well, first of all, we have to then talk about neurotransmitters. These are powerful chemicals in the brain that regulate numerous physical and emotional processes such as mental performance, emotional states, pain response. So virtually all the functions in life are controlled by neurotransmitters in the brain. They are the brain's chemical messengers and that interact all over the body, and they produce, they interact with not only other organ systems but other chemicals like hormones. And so they have a profound influence on overall health, well-being. And so when our concentration and focus is good, we feel more directed, we feel more motivated and vibrant. But unfortunately, if neurotransmitter levels are inadequate, these energizing and motivating kind of signals are absent. We feel more stressed, more sluggish, out of control, lose a little bit of our memory on a day-to-day basis. Acetylcholine is one of those very important neurotransmitters that carries these nerve impulses and information across these gaps between brain cells called the synapse. It also carries impulses not only in the brain but also to muscle cells, and so it is very important for muscle contraction as well. So acetylcholine is also important for the proper functioning not only of the nervous system but also of muscle functioning. Now, acetylcholine is also one of the neurotransmitters that plays a crucial role in memory. Its main use is for control of the sensory input signals and the muscular control, but also a stimulatory neurotransmitter. So it kind of helps to transmit that information for you to remember things more efficiently. Acetylcholine obviously is made from the precursor nutrient choline, of which we just previously talked about, phosphatidylcholine, supplying that backbone structure structure, choline, for its production. And so studies have shown that there is some evidence that increasing dietary choline levels or supplementing choline levels can increase the production and the use of acetylcholine, as well as the other functions of other phospholipids and compounds that we know that have this effect on this very, very important neurotransmitter, acetylcholine.
Okay, and so what? Why don't we just take acetylcholine as a supplement?
Well, that would be nice. Neurotransmitters are a little bit difficult to, number one, get through the gastrointestinal tract. Number two, you then have to get through the blood-brain barrier. I don't believe we have acetylcholine as a neurotransmitter available as a dietary supplement, but we do have very, very, very efficient backbone structures and stimulators of acetylcholine in the brain that can be used and are found in this formula.
Well, it's the same thing as with another neurotransmitter, serotonin.
That's correct.
You know, that just doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier, and acetylcholine is very short-lived.
Right.
You know, it does its job, and then it's bye-bye.
Actually, you don't really even want to flood the brain with whether it's acetylcholine or serotonin. You want the nerves that are supposed to make this stuff to make their tiny little amounts.
I just wanted to get the point out there.
This brings up the important issue of chronic stimulation. This is true of even immunity. You don't want to chronically stimulate anything. You want to modulate activity. You want to modulate the function. So by providing these backbone chemicals, the body will modulate its activity. It will produce sufficient amounts as it is. You don't want to chronically, because that could have negative effects as well when you have chronic stimulation of anything, neurotransmitters, hormones, what have you.
Okay, and I just want to remind everybody that the ingredients that we're talking about can be found in a product by Bluebonnet called Power Thought. Okay, just wanted to make sure I said that one again. Okay, another interesting ingredient that I see in the formula is called dimethylaminoethanol. What's that?
Yeah, the term DMAE, which stands for dimethylaminoethanol, it's a naturally occurring compound produced in the human brain. It is a choline molecule that has methyl groups. And for this reason, it can cross the blood-brain barrier more easily than just giving choline. So here, as we just ended with providing these precursors for acetylcholine production, we have another interesting compound that's got great availability to pass through the blood-brain barrier, and DMAE does a very good job. So for this reason of being able to get into the brain easier, it's very important as a contributor to choline. So while choline is known as the precursor for acetylcholine, a recognized neurotransmitter, DMAE may prove to offer even a more direct approach to this function by moving into the brain, being acted upon by enzymes, methylated, what have you, and thereby undergoing conversion into choline more directly than choline itself. So, despite the many years of use, the exact mechanism of action still eludes us, but nevertheless, there's some very interesting data on its ability to work along with phosphatidylcholine and phosphatidylserine to raise acetylcholine levels in the brain. And studies have indicated that DMAE assists in giving the brain's neurons really an optimum supply of that choline, and it may cause a direct release of acetylcholine from nerve cells and increase the output. And there have been a couple of studies, very interesting ones, double-blind trials giving up to 1,200 milligrams for a short period of time, showing significant improvements in alertness and neuromotor control.
Okay, thanks, Carl. All right, we need to pause for another short break, including a check on traffic. Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, and Carl Germano. We'll be right back. When you think of supplements that support joint health, what comes to mind? Glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. Those three nutrients are known to support the synthesis and repair of joint tissue, reducing inflammation and pain, and stimulating healing. Doctor's Best offers all three of these nutrients in one convenient capsule, and it's now on sale in the 240 size at one-half price. Other products from Doctor's Best, also on sale at one-half price, are hyaluronic acid with chondroitin, high-absorption CoQ10 100 mg, natokinase, red yeast rice, and strontium bone maker. For more information on these Doctor's Best one-half price specials, check out current sale flyer, online at www.wilner.com or call Wilner Chemists at 1-800-633-1106.
Dr. Hoffman's on top of the latest medical news, weeknights at midnight on News Talk Radio 710, WOR, WOR.
While there is no way to completely prevent stress, there are things we can do to better prepare our bodies for it. There's relaxation, exercise, a healthy diet, techniques that offer some support for the occasional stress of everyday living. But now we can do even more. Stress Shield, a new stress support product from Country Life Vitamins. It contains a natural ingredient called Sensoril, as well as other key ingredients, including vitamin B5, which work together to bolster and balance the body's ability to deal with stress. Sensoril is a special type of ashwagandha extract, the well-known adaptogenic herb. Sensoril is clinically shown to help with fatigue, stress, and tension, and to promote emotional well-being. Give your body the support it needs, especially during these stressful times, with Stress Shield from Country Life. Available at the Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Stress Shield from Country Life Vitamins.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
Dealing with the problem over in Westchester, as this report is brought to you by Connecticut Tourism, Sawmill North at 119. We are closed down. Also, the ramp from the thruway heading to the Sawmill is, northbound side is closed down as well. So obviously you need to steer clear. Keep in mind if you're traveling over in Rockland County, you've got delays southbound on the New York State thruway down into exit 14 with a crash being cleared. Northbound at exit 13, an accident also in the process of being tended to. In the five boroughs, seeing some company 40 on the belt westbound at Springfield Boulevard, though an earlier crash has been cleared away. And if you're going to be traveling in Manhattan, Lexington Avenue between 34th and 23rd is closed down for a festival. Broadway between 47th and 57th also closed for a festival. GW Bridge, a minor wait into town. Holland Tunnel outbound side, that's going to cost you at least 20. A whole new world of fun is closer than you think in Connecticut. Find more than 180 cool family getaways at ctvisit.com. Log on to ctvisit.com and click away. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
There is a long history of using glandular supplements for therapeutic and healing purposes, pancreas, adrenal, liver, thymus, and many others. Who do you turn to for quality, pure glandular supplements you can trust? Allergy Research Group. The full line of glandulars from Allergy Research Group is trusted by consumers and health professionals alike. Developed by Dr. Stephen Levine in collaboration with medical experts such as Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, the Allergy Research Group line of glandular supplements is trusted by experts throughout the world. Wilner Chemist carries the full line of Allergy Research Group glandulars, and they're all currently on sale only at Wilner's at 25% off list price. If Dr. Gonzalez trusts Allergy Research Group glandular supplements, so can you. See the ad on page 59 of the current Wilner Chemist sale flyer, now online at wilner.com if you did not receive the print copy. Allergy Research Group, glandulars you can trust. This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Carl Germano. And we're talking about brain nutrients as found in one of the products we sell by Bluebonnet called Power Thought. Okay, and Okay, Carl, we spoke about phosphatidylserine, phosphatidylcholine, and DMAE, and what's left in that formula that we can talk about?
Well, there are a couple of interesting materials, including ginkgo biloba and a few of the amino acids. But before we get off to ginkgo biloba, I just wanted to mention that with DMAE and any other nutrient out there, you always want some validated clinical studies behind it. You know, DMAE also has some very interesting studies, one back in 2009 in Psychopharmacology, the journal, in December. And they took subjects, interestingly enough, where they injected scopolamine, which is an anticholinergic drug. It can reduce, actually, acetylcholine production, and then gave them the DMAE. And lo and behold, the results indicated that the introduction of DMAE to people injected with a chemical that can actually lower acetylcholine actually had a reverse effect, and that is it protected the acetylcholine production in these healthy volunteers, and it suggests that the DMAE had a significant effect on reducing memory deficits in patients with cognitive impairment. So the data is there for that particular product. When we come to ginkgo biloba, I mean, this has been around for thousands of years. Obviously, it's been a very mainstay medicinal herb for Chinese herbal medicine. Interesting enough that ginkgo biloba is included into this formula because of its long-term history in cognitive enhancement. And the reason being, when we get really deep down into this particular herb, is to look at the fact that ginkgo biloba contains some very important constituents called ginkgo flavone glycosides and also terpene lactones. These are fancy names for very powerful antioxidants that make their way into the brain, because one of the other functions of ginkgo is to dilate their blood vessels, to get better blood flow into the brain. And so if we're now pushing more of these antioxidants in there, that's an important part, because what I opened up with is to look at this triad of events that occur that can interfere with memory: oxidative stress in the brain, inflammation in the brain, the mitochondria can't produce sufficient amount of energy. Well, ginkgo is serving two roles. It's increasing the channels that deliver oxygen and nourishment to the brain, and it's delivering some very powerful compounds like these ginkgo flavone glycosides and terpene lactones that are responsible for its potent antioxidant function. So since the brain and the heart are susceptible to oxidative stress, and oxidative stress we know can literally destroy brain cells, it behooves us to provide some very important antioxidants, of which ginkgo provides. So, but aside from its potent antioxidant effect, again, its effect on cognitive function and memory can also be attributed to its effect on blood vessel dilation, which results in, again, enhanced circulation, allowing the brain to have ample amounts of oxygen for optimal function. The work on ginkgo biloba in terms of studies has been out there. There's some excellent clinical trials, some very recent, looking at its ability to not only be an antioxidant and not only have a role in increasing blood flow, but also in reducing inflammation in the brain as well. But two particular studies are really... they come out at me and look at a very different role for ginkgo, and that is it not only is attributed to helping the brain with circulation and memory, but also alleviating neuropsychiatric symptoms that are related to dementia. There are two very good studies, one produced in Neuropsychiatric Disorders and Treatment in 2011. This was a randomized controlled trial that using ginkgo extract significantly was superior to a placebo for reducing symptoms of apathy, sleep nighttime behavior, irritability, depression, things that go along with also reduced capacity for the brain to function well. And then you've got a 2009 study looking at the efficacy and safety of a once-daily formula of ginkgo, and this was published in the International Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry in 2010, where the use of ginkgo biloba once daily, 240 milligrams, was found significantly superior to placebo, in the treatment of patients with dementia with neuropsychiatric symptoms. So it has a very interesting clinical role that's been validated by the science.
Okay, yeah. Ginkgo, as we know, has been around for a long time. It's been one of our favorite herbs for ages.
What kind of doses of ginkgo is needed to get these good effects?
You know, most of the studies are looking at that 200 to 300 milligram range of the standardized extract to provide these ginkgo flavonoglycosides and terpene lactones. And that's important for everyone out there listening to really get the benefit from herbs. Right now, the standardized materials are going to assure you that each and every dose that you take provides those active ingredients that elicit those important effects.
Okay, excellent. Let me give you folks that phone number in the studio, by the way, because I know you may have questions for Carl Germano. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, Carl, I notice in addition to the highlighted things, there's a bunch of other ingredients in there. I know there's some of the B-complex just to make sure we have enough to cover the incidentals there. But you have another ingredient. You have tyrosine in there.
Yeah. We're looking to provide this product as an overall encompassing product to support brain function. This is very different, and you and I know there are many other products that we have not talked about, including the fish oils and acetyl-L-carnitine and what have you. But this was focused more on supporting normal brain function, which is not just about acetylcholine, but other neurotransmitters. We know that tyrosine is metabolized into two very important compounds, norepinephrine and epinephrine, and these are the body's two main stress-related hormones. And why I talk about this is because we have to help the body adapt to stress very efficiently. If you don't adapt to stress very efficiently, inflammation and more oxidative stress just follow the path. And that can be detrimental to the neurons, the brain cells, that can damage them significantly. And so when in periods of stress, we have to make sure that the body is capable of producing the types of hormones that are going to make that body react very efficiently. And so tyrosine was placed in there for that because we know that epinephrine and norepinephrine help the body adapt to and cope with the effects of physical or psychological stresses, which can have an adverse effect on cognitive function, and that's why that's there. And yes, the B vitamins are in there. Many of them are important for the enzymatic reactions, for building up of neurotransmitters and metabolizing these building blocks of neurotransmitters properly. So they're there for that support as well.
Okay, and we don't want to say that, you know, if you do have a memory issue or a thought issue, or you just want to have products available because you have to do some studying or whatever, that this is the be-all and end-all, the Power Thought product from Bluebonnet.
Yeah.
We also, for example, we know that EPA, DHA is important, but you need those in larger quantities than you'd want to be able to put into a product like Power Thought. So that would be a go-along thing that you would add.
Absolutely. And I'm not a believer in a kitchen sink formula. This is certainly, the Power Thought has all the important nutrients to address some memory as well as other neurotransmitter and hormone activity in the brain. But I always complement a lot of what I do, and even in clinical practice, the nutrients that I put together. You're correct that omega-3s, acetyl-L-carnitine, huperzine, vinpocetine, there are so many others that you start to pick and choose depending upon what the patient brings to the plate, so to speak, and how you can complement this formula. And certainly Bluebonnet has many of these other complementary products like the EPA DHA formulas, and they have one particular brain one that has higher DHA to EPA levels, and acetyl-L-carnitine would be in the mix there, as well as many others.
Okay. All right. There's a couple of other ingredients in there that we should touch on. Taurine, for example.
Well, taurine, when you look at the brain, as much as acetylcholine could be excitatory, taurine also has that effect on in the opposite direction. And so we want balance. It's almost like the yin and yang effect, where taurine is a little bit more calming and it affects the calming neurotransmitters and hormones that are produced in the brain. And this was very important. You also see taurine in a lot of these energy drinks out there, which are nothing more than caffeine, but also to add taurine is to also kind of sequester some of the hormones and neurotransmitters that have the opposite effect of being stimulatory, more inhibitory. Plus, taurine is important for the heart as well. So we try to look at this formula and having that yin-yang approach when it comes to the amino acids you can use that serve as backbones for either hormones or neurotransmitter production.
Okay. Yeah, that's... That sounds like a good reason for it to be there. All right. And lastly, there's another amino acid, glutamine.
Well, glutamine is... I could spend an hour on glutamine alone because glutamine is...
How about 45 seconds?
Well, glutamine is an important... an amino acid that is ubiquitous throughout the body. It is one of the most ubiquitous of the amino acids. It has numerous roles both in the brain and in muscle and for immunity. And so I look at glutamine here being also in the stimulatory aspect of what it's going to do in the brain along with acetylcholine. And so for being alert, having memory without the use of excess amounts of caffeine, the tyrosine and the acetylcholine production along with glutamine serve that function.
Excellent. Okay. It's time for another short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podale.
Our special guest is Carl Germano. We're talking about Power Thought from Bluebonnet. And we'll be back after these messages. The brain, like the rest of the body, requires nutrients to operate at the highest capacity. The act of replenishing the brain's naturally depleted nutrients may aid in the maintenance of healthy brain and cognitive function. Bluebonnet's new product, Power Thought Caplet, provides a powerful synergistic blend of highly advanced cognitive-enhancing nutrients that includes phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylserine, L-glutamine, L-tyrosine, taurine, pyroglutamic acid, DMAE, and ginkgo biloba extract. Power Thought Caplets from Bluebonnet, a nutrient blend designed to enhance and optimize brain function. Here's food for thought, the supplement for enhanced mental function. Power Thought from Bluebonnet. For best results, take Bluebonnet's EPAX Omega 3 Brain Formula Soft Gels, high potency EPA and DHA from Peruvian deep sea cold water fish. All Bluebonnet products available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Solgar is a name long associated with quality nutritional supplements. In conjunction with Wilner's 100-year anniversary celebration, we are offering some great discounts on Solgar line. First, selected Solgar supplements including the popular Way to Go protein powder, Solgar's multivitamin products, amino acids, and men's health supplements are all on sale at 33% off. Way to Go high-quality protein that tastes great. And as we mentioned earlier, we still have four Solgar's Q10 supplements at an unbelievable 75% off list price. Really, the 100 milligram, 120 milligram, 200 milligram, and 400 milligram duo packs. This means you get two bottles for the price of one, and they're on sale at 50% off. That's the equivalent of 75% off on these four CoQ10 items. What a deal. Solgar quality at great discount prices from Wilner Chemist.
We might not like to admit it, but when it comes to weight loss, calories do count. Eliminating sugar and other calorie-rich sweeteners is an obvious way to cut back, but so-called artificial sweeteners have obvious drawbacks. We've been looking for a natural, good-tasting, non-caloric sweetener for a long time, and it's finally here, stevia. Derived from the leaves of a natural plant from South America, this low-calorie sugar substitute has become extremely popular with those on carbohydrate-controlled diets and weight loss programs. Wilner Chemist is now offering a state-of-the-art line of stevia products in liquid dropper bottles, including new flavored versions, vanilla, cinnamon, chocolate, lemon, orange, and peppermint. They taste great. They're gluten-free and organic. One or two drops is all you need. Stevia, regular and the new flavored versions, now available from Wilner Chemists. Buy one 2-ounce bottle at our regular discount price and get a second 2-ounce bottle. You can pick the flavor at one-half price. What a deal. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. 1-800-633-1106 or www.wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106 or wilner.com.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. Our special guest is Carl Germano, author of his new book, The Misled Athlete. Actually, Carl, I think we're going to start carrying this at Wilner's.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah, so but before you go, you'll tell me how we order some of these books.
Sure.
Okay. All right, 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. Okay, let's talk to Robert from Edgemont, New York. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Robert.
Yes, good afternoon, guys. Thank you. I'm calling for my mom. My mom is 91. She hasn't been diagnosed with Alzheimer's per se, but she's diagnosed with mild cognitive impairment. She's very, confused, and she definitely has dementia. And she was on Aricept, and she was also on a new one, a Numenda. But she was getting headaches, and she wasn't feeling right, so the doc took her off. Besides the formula that Carl mentioned, the power thought, how would he handle someone in her situation?
Okay. We have an addition to Carl. Of course, we have a medical doctor here, Dr. Richard Podell. So we'll give Dr. Podell a quick first crack. Yeah.
Okay. The first step, which you've probably already done, is make sure she's checked out medically. Something as simple as a urinary tract infection can make older people seem more demented than they really need to be.
So that's she was checked out. Yes, she
okay.
was checked out.
Yeah. And they checked the vitamin B12 level and the sedimentation rate and the thyroid and all those things.
Right, okay. The thyroid, folates, and her heart, which she has an issue with her heart, too, but it's not that bad. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll go to Carl now.
Well, from a nutritional point of view, you've got to attack it on both fronts. One, through the use of supplements, and then we have to talk about the diet in a second. When it comes to supplements, certainly the power thought would be one, but I would then look to complement that with a little bit more potent arsenal that is directed towards someone who has been diagnosed as such as Imam. If Aricept works very well, but if she cannot tolerate it, then I would look at compounds like Huperzine, which has been shown to work very similarly to Aricept, and I would then take the things that Arnie and I just spoke about, and that is the omega-3 fats, the ones that are higher in DHA. Additional materials, acetyl L-carnitine, which we have not talked about. But those are the things I would do from a memory point of view. But then I would want to protect the brain. And to protect the brain, you're going to need a whole host of antioxidants that will be very, very important, or things that lower the inflammation that's going on in the brain, from turmeric to CoQ10. Those are the things that need to be used. From a dietary standpoint, you got to go on a lower anti-inflammatory diet, which avoids the use of any sugars and allergens that she may have. They're out there. They're easily to Google. You could see, just Google anti-inflammatory diets, and you could get some good guidelines. And that's the approach I would take.
You know, Carl, I mean, I know it makes a lot of sense, but, she doesn't live with me, and we're Italian-Americans, and, all she wants to do is eat pasta.
No. Listen, you're talking to Germano, an Italian-American.
I know, that's why I said it.
I haven't eaten pasta in the past few years, and I feel phenomenal. Occasionally I could do it, but many people have this gluten sensitivity. You don't have to have celiac disease. You could be sensitive to gluten enough for it to create havoc. And the older you get, the more sensitive you can get to gluten-containing products. So I'm not saying to avoid it completely, but it would be a great help to her to get off the major allergens in the diet, which includes wheat, for several weeks before you introduce it once in a while.
Right, and I totally agree with that. Can I ask you, in relation to the power thought, whatever it says on the bottle, should she take that amount or should she take less? She's a small lady. She's only about 100 pounds.
The usual dose is, or the ingredients are listed in terms of 2 caplets. You know, 2 caplets at least 2 or 3 times a day would be definitely be called for.
I agree.
And what about the Huperzine, guys? About how much should, you know?
Well, again, you're going to have to look for standardized material, and based upon what we just talked about in terms of dosage, normally the dosage that's listed on most bottles are for healthy people. If you're talking about treating an individual, I would do it 3 times a day.
Okay.
Yeah, Huperzine is standardized. It's usually a very low dose. It's like 0.1. It's like in the microgram doses.
Right.
You know, so it's not something that you take in large amounts. You just need a couple of those a day.
Right.
And Blue Bonnet doesn't have another product that has the acetyl-L-carnitine, the Huperzine, the she's on fish oil, CoQ10, a good multi. But, I mean, there's not another product that encompasses those other nutrients that you mentioned, are there?
Well, they do have the acetyl-L-carnitine. They have the brain omega-3 formula, both of which I would absolutely use as an adjunct to the PowerThought product.
All right, very good. And, in fact, I'm an athlete myself, so I definitely got to check out your book. Hopefully, Wilma's going to carry it.
Thank you. Yeah, I will. The Misled Athlete by Carl Germano.
You could actually go to themisledathlete.com. You'll see more information about the book.
Maybe another time I'll talk to you about my meniscus. I'm still trying to avoid surgery, but I had to stop running. But anyway, it's a great show. Thank you, guys.
Okay, thanks a lot, Robert. Okay.
I'm sort of hoping, Arnie, that maybe during the second hour we can talk more about the glutamine and maybe its relationship to athletics as well as to brain function.
Yeah,
I suspect Carl might be interested in doing that.
Absolutely.
You mentioned when we were talking to our last caller about acetyl-L-carnitine. Where does that fit into a brain formula?
Well, I can't talk enough about carnitine and then the acetylated form. A carnitine is an amino acid, which is a building block of proteins, but it's naturally produced in the body. Acetyl-L-carnitine is used for a variety of mental disorders, including Alzheimer's disease, age-related memory loss, late life depression, thinking problems related to alcoholism, and even to Lyme's disease. Alzheimer's patients may benefit from acetyl-L-carnitine in several ways. It is able to travel through the blood-brain barrier, where it helps the brain chemical acetylcholine in its production. Secondly, and very importantly, we haven't really focused on this, it keeps the mitochondria, the parts of the cell that produce energy, working very efficiently by clearing them of toxic fatty acid metabolites that build up around the cells. And then finally, it helps regenerate neuron damage by free radicals. And there's been a whole host of studies out there on the use of acetyl-L-carnitine, but those are the 3 major areas of why I think it is so important to use it as an adjunct to the formula.
Yeah, you mentioned about toxic fatty byproducts. Is that because the carnitine helps get the fat, into the mitochondria to burn them out?
Yeah, I mean, that's the major role of carnitine in general. I'm not just talking about acetyl-L-carnitine, but carnitine in general, its major function is to pull fat, typically out of the bloodstream, into the cell where the mitochondria burns it up for energy to produce ATP. This is incredibly important for athletes. This is incredibly important for rehabilitation for those people who have these toxic fatty acid buildup products where acetyl-L-carnitine acts like the bus to pick up the passengers to get destroyed, so to speak. And so it is a powerful compound that I would absolutely add as an adjunct to the formula.
Okay. He's hitting music. That music already. All right. All right. We're talking about a product from Bluebonnet called Power Thought, which has all these wonderful ingredients that we spoke about, phosphatidylserine, phosphatidylcholine, dimethylaminoethanol. But right now we have to pause so you can hear a message about being disappointed.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
Okay, we're coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. This happens to be a two-hour show, everyone. So those of you guys, Georgia and Tom and Claire, you're waiting on the phones. Please stay there, and we will get to you when we get back. This is Arnie Gotomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. Our special guest, Carl Germano, will be back joining us for the second hour. So he will be here to answer your questions, and we'll discuss a little bit about a few other of the ingredients in Power Thought. As always, we will be back at about 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. So listen to the news and all that stuff and stay on WOR, and we'll see you then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.